to please bring forward Bernard Joel Flato.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Bernard Joseph Flato, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Bernard Flato earned his BA in Latin American Studies from Carolina in 1941. He used that foundation to begin a lifelong career in interactions between America and Latin America. He became a diplomat, not in the world of political affairs, but in the world of business and public relations. He used his extensive business contacts with Latin America to spearhead exchange programs. One brought 54 Mexican professionals in 21 areas of study to Chapel Hill. Another created an exchange program between Venezuela and the Kenan Flagler Business School. And a third exchanged specialists in physical therapy and rehabilitation of the blind between Mexico and Carolina's School of Medicine. This work garnered Flato membership in the Mexican Institute of Culture as the first, and at the time only, North American member of that distinguished body. Starting in 1949, Flato began collecting rare books pertaining to the early history of European contacts with the Western Hemisphere. His specialty was cronistas, journals kept by Spanish and Portuguese explorers documenting the discovery, conquest, and colonization of what Europeans called the New World. Today, the Bernard J. Flato Collection of Latin American Cronistas, housed in Carolina's Rare Book Collection, is one of the very few such collections in the world. Flato's awards include the General Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Medal and the Board of Trustees' William Richardson Davy Award. For outstanding accomplishment in public relations and philanthropy, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Bernard Joseph Flato the degree of Doctor of Laws honoris causa.
Bernard Joseph Flato, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the state of North Carolina, and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Thank you for letting me.
I ask Buck Goldstein to please conduct forward Joel Fleischman.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Joel Lawrence Fleischman, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Although many of Carolina's alumni have gone on to make extraordinary contributions in a wide variety of venues, few, if any, can match the singular career of Joel Fleischman in all its elements: professor, university administrator, author, scholar, public servant, philanthropist, and expert on fine wines. After completing his study at Carolina and Yale, Fleischman joined the administration of Governor Terry Sanford as his legal assistant. There, he was instrumental in the establishment of the Governor's School and the North Carolina School of the Arts. After a time at Yale, where he helped establish the Center for the Study of the City, Fleischman rejoined Governor Sanford, by then president of Duke University, to found what is now known as the Sanford School of Public Policy. In 1963, he became president of the Atlantic Philanthropic Service Company, which provides program staff for one of the world's largest private charitable foundations. Since the 2007 publication of his book, The Foundation, A Great American Secret, How Private Wealth is Changing the World, and the 2011 release of another book, Give Smart, Philanthropy That Gets Results, Fleischman has emerged as the leading expert on increasing the impact of philanthropic institutions. Along the way, he shared his love of fine wines by writing a monthly column on wine for Vanity Fair. Fleischman is a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. His honors include Carolina's Distinguished Alumnus Award and Duke University's highest award, the University Medal. For outstanding accomplishment in the fields of higher education and philanthropy, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Joel Lawrence Fleischman the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Joel Lawrence Fleischman, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
I ask Lori Messebov to please conduct forward Freeman Hrabowski.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Freeman Hrabowski III, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Freeman Hrabowski is president of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Under his leadership, the university established the Meyerhoff Scholars Program, designed to identify, recruit, and prepare future American, African American scientists, engineers, and mathematicians. The Meyerhoff Scholars family now has more than 800 alumni across the nation, 300 of whom are currently enrolled in graduate or professional programs. In addition to numerous articles and chapters, he is the co-author of two books, Beating the Odds, Raising Academically Successful African American Males, and Overcoming the Odds, Raising Academically Successful African American Young Women. Hrabowski has had broad influence as a consultant to the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, the National Academies, and the United States Department of Education, among others. Hrabowski's leadership qualities emerged early. At the age of 12, he participated in the Children's March in Birmingham, Alabama, and spent 5 days in jail for his efforts. He is a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and the American Philosophical Society. In 2008, U.S. News and World Report named him one of America's best leaders. The next year, Time Magazine named him one of America's 10 best college presidents. And in 2012, Time promoted him to one of the 100 most influential people in the world. For outstanding accomplishment in the field of higher education, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Freeman A. Hrabowski III the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Freeman Hrabowski III, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Thank you.
I ask Bland Simpson to please conduct forward Mary Pope Osborne.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Mary Pope Osborne, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Letters.
Mary Pope Osborne is dedicated to the idea that all children should have the opportunity to develop a passion for reading. Once ignited, she believes, that passion can be a fierce motivation for changing their lives for the better. After earning her BA degree from Carolina, Osborne traveled all over the Middle East, living in a cave in Crete, enduring an earthquake in Afghanistan, and surviving blood poisoning in Nepal. Eventually, she settled in Washington, D.C., and later married Will Osborne, another UNC alumnus, whom she met while he was acting in Diamond Studs. The Osbornes later moved to New York City, where she began an extraordinary career as the author of the Magic Treehouse series. To date, the series includes 50 fiction titles plus 25 fact tracker nonfiction companion titles. The series has been published in more than 35 languages and has sold more than 100 million copies. Will Osborne's musical adaptation, Magic Treehouse the Musical, premiered in 2007, and his Magic Treehouse space mission plays daily at the Moorhead Planetarium here in Chapel Hill. Osborne is a leading advocate for literacy on a global scale, working to provide access to books for children in need throughout the world. In 2012, Osborne created Mary Pope Osborne's Classroom Adventures Program, which provides lesson plans and other resources free of charge to teachers, and Mary Osborne's Gift of Books, which donates collections of Magic Treehouse books to underserved schools around the country. For outstanding accomplishment in the field of literature, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Mary Pope Osborne the degree of Doctor of Letters honoris causa.
Mary Pope Osborne, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Letters.